escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Good to Sal Capaccio. Just tweeted out, the countdown clock hits zero. On our YouTube stream, we've added a Sal clock. G's running the YouTube account today. And Sal, I didn't know we had a Sal clock. We have a Sal clock now.
I've seen it in the afternoon. Apparently, it's never been in the morning before, but I've seen it on the afternoon shows.
So all right, well.
Now I know I got to be timely.
That's right. We're down to zeros on the Sal clock. You're here to talk about what happened yesterday. Before we get into Brandon Bean, Jordan Poyer, yeah, and the news of yesterday, we just last segment we're answering a question about the stadium, and you were on that tour of this yesterday. So your quick takeaways on walking through the new Highmark once again is it's less than a year until we'll ultimately be in there for football games.
Well, I think just big picture, it's going up quick, right? There's a lot of new things happening all the time. You don't really realize what's happening inside when you're outside of it all the time. That was the first time I had been there in about a year, actually. There had been other stadium tours I just couldn't be a part of. So yesterday was my first chance to do that. And you see everything going in the outside, and now it's really starting to pick up there. But man, once you go inside, it looks like a stadium, right? It's finally, you have what are kind of like bleachers right now that will be seats eventually, right? They have everything in there. The slabs are ready. And even the metal brackets, the brackets for the seats to go in are coming in. But I would say this, and I think you guys agree. I don't know if you said this or not. I don't think there's a bad seat in the house. I don't think there's a bad seat in this Highmark Stadium. You can be a little further away. This one is more pitched, as we know. Even when you're up top, Jeremy, the seats that you'll have that you stood there and looked at, we all stood there. Like, it's a great seat, and you're a little higher up, but you're really not. You know what I mean? Because you're right there on top of the field. I think the things that the fans don't see that, you know, eventually you will have pictures or whatever, but where the players get to go as far as training and pregame and the locker room and everything at their disposal is just awesome. And this is coming from somebody like, I like this stuff. I've been to all but three NFL stadiums. I see a lot of this stuff around the league. The Bills will be very, very well taken care of in their, you know, ability to prepare for a football game, play a football game, and have everything they need.
It's going to be incredible. Like, it's,
yes.
Wish we could tell more people exactly that and drive home how, you know, while you say there's no bad seat in the current Highmark and no bad seat in this new Highmark, it is going to be a different experience. One other thing I say, Sal, is you might go to 10 games. I mean, you get season tickets, you sit in the same seat. But there are a lot of different experiences you might have. Josh was asking us about, like, the standing room. You might go to a game and have standing room. You might go to a game, yeah, and watch it over here, watch it over there. There's been a lot of different experiences in the new Highmark in a way that they maybe aren't in the current one.
No, that's right. And concerts too, right? I mean, this is going to be well set up for other events, not just football, obviously. But, you know, that's the main thing that people will be going for and watching is Buffalo Bills football. And you're right about that, Jeremy. If you stand in, you know, in the, would that be the north end zone, you know, and you're in the area there where you have the long standing room with the bar, you'd be able to kind of go get food, drinks, meet with people, and turn around and watch the game. That's great. When you go to a baseball game, I think most people, most stadiums you go to now in baseball, when you go to the concessions, you can walk the entire circumference of the stadium and watch the game. Maybe when you get to the outfield in some certain spots, you can't. But kind of that's what this is, right? So if you are at one 10-yard line and you want to walk all the way over to the other 10-yard line, you're walking through like around the end zone, you can just keep watching the game. It's going to be right there on your left or on your right as you walk. And the concessions it's not like the current stadium where you have to walk down a tunnel, you're at the concessions, you don't see the game going on during that time. That's a pretty cool deal. You know, I know my wife and son they went to SoFi for the Bills game against the Rams. And one of the things at SoFi we learned when they were there was when you have a ticket on one level, you can't go on another level. Now, I would say SoFi is pretty unique like that. Most stadiums you can. But here, it's so easy, the access for what we're talking about with John Polka and Todd and everybody, the people who give us the tour, they're amazing. And I asked specifically, like, okay, if you have a ticket, like Jeremy's up on the third level, can he come down and hang out with people down here? Absolutely. Yeah. Super easy to do that. You can do that. And then you go back and, by the way, on your way back, you can watch the game, which is really cool.
I remember that exact scenario happening to me at U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago for the White Sox. I had a ticket to the upper deck, and you know, here I want to see a stadium. I'm on a baseball stadium journey to see as many as I can. And I tried to walk around the main concourse, and they're like, oh, you can't walk down here. And I was able to hold a really solid grudge against the White Sox for like a good 10 years. A blood feud. And now that you've reminded
me of
it.
Was it like a packed house even?
No, it was just like a Chicago White Sox game. Now that I remember that, Sal, I'm renewing my feud with the Chicago White Sox. So thank you for reminding me.
Okay, well, I will tell you, I went to that stadium, White Sox, the newer one, right? That, you're not talking old Comiskey, right?
No, the new one, yeah.
I went to that stadium maybe last year or 2 years ago when the Bills were playing a preseason game. Just me. I went and I had a night and I was like, I was there. And I got a ticket, and I had a really nice ticket down low behind the dugout. And I said, I want to go walk this stadium. And I will tell you, I had no problem. So maybe they changed the rules. Because I walked that whole stadium, went all the way up top, took pictures. They had a really nice view of the skyline. By the way, that's cool too, right?
Yeah.
There was a spot where we were standing yesterday, and you could see like all of Western New York, it seemed like. You see downtown. It was just really, really cool.
Yeah. One thing I'm also eager to see in practice, Sal, the security gates and the ticketing gates being separate. Yeah. By a lot, so the potential entry into the stadium could be a lot smoother. So it's going to be just a very different experience. All right, so yesterday, from the future to the past, coming back, Jordan Poyer back with the Buffalo Bills on the practice squad, a guy that, of course, knows the system. Take us through the day yesterday down at One Bills Drive. You know, when we got you on, it was a bit of a surprise to a lot of people. You and Matt Bove kind of, you mentioned you took a question on the podcast, It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, and you both kind of said, nah, they're not going to bring back Poyer. And here we are. We're all kind of surprised that it happened. So the pluses, the minuses, if you see, you know, one or two, take us through it.
Yeah. By the way, good transition from the future to the past right there. I like
Thank you.
With the guys coming back. I was really surprised about Jordan Poyer coming back. But, you know, listening to him and understanding, you know, he didn't know if he wanted to play football. But, you know, this was the right opportunity for him. And he felt that he could help this organization. And that's why he's back here and doing that. And, you know, who knows down the road? Is Jordan Poyer going to play in the 53-man roster? Well, sure, he's a practice squad player, and if you need him, you can do that. In the meantime, I really like what Brandon Bean said about, you know, these guys and how they can help. Thad Brown asked a really good question to Brandon Bean yesterday, and I think there's a good perspective for people to try to put in here, which is when you're talking, right now you have pretty much 70 guys on a roster. 53 on your active, 17 in your practice squad with an international player. So let's just rank them, right? When you get down to spots 65 through 70, it's the last five guys on any NFL roster. Thad asked, you know, Brandon, how you think about that when you talk about young guys developing versus veterans who can, you know, be a part of your organization. And Brandon said, that's a real thing, right? You have to decide, is that, are those last five guys, let's just say, on your roster, are those guys that you say, you know what, that guy's a really, we like him, his skill set, he's not ready to play in this league, but he's a project. It's a lottery ticket, pretty much, right? And you can justify that. Or you could say, you know what, this is a guy that's been in this league. He understands everything we do. And we got some young guys who got to play, and he's going to help us. He's going to help us prepare every week. And right now, that's important for the Bills. The Bills aren't rebuilding, right? The Bills aren't a team that's looking to, you know, win 3 years from now. To develop those guys. The Bills are a team now that has guys, they have some young guys that got to play and mix in with a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl. So a guy like Jordan Poyer, a guy like Jordan Phillips, they can come in here and what they do for the team is, well, the way he described it, it's a great way to put it, it's not just like on the field. He's not a coach, right? Yeah, you want him to be a mentor, but how you prepare in a meeting room, questions you're asking, maybe something comes up that he's seen that other people in the room haven't seen. You're preparing for the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Poyer can look at Cole Bishop and everybody in that room and go, hey, you remember 2 years ago when they did this with Lamar? Oh, yeah, let's go back and take a look at that. Like, these are things that he can help with. And that's why you bring people back into your organization like that a lot of times. And I'll tell you, I think the Bills do it far more than anybody. And there's definitely room to say, that's too much. They do this too often. They go to the well too often. I get it. But I also understand the perspective of why you would do something like that. And the Bills aren't bringing people back into this organization who they don't feel are culture fits and are here for the right reasons, are going to be selfless. That was a word used by Brandon Bean yesterday. I like that. And understand that they're here for a higher purpose of the team and to help, you know, try to push everybody, you know, even further to get to their ultimate goal. Now, that being said, yesterday at practice, yeah, no Tre'Davious White, no Christian Benford. We did not see Tre'Davious White. I did see him in the field house talking with people walking around after practice, but he was never out on the practice field in any capacity. Christian Benford was, but he was on the exercise bike with Cedric Van Pran Granger, with Tylon Grable, and he was doing you know, some work with trainers off to the side. No Curtis Samuel at practice yesterday, which is still concerning. Yep. He was sick, remember, missed the game on Saturday. And then, yeah, Khalil Shakir was back. He said he's feeling good. I did ask him specifically, like, hey, do you like, what do you think about tracking for week one? And he just, you know, he didn't want to go there. He's just like, hey, I'm just working every day to get better and feeling better every day.
One more quick thing on Poyer before we get to the injuries. I want to follow up there. Last year, this was Micah Hyde. This is very different, though. I mean, if nothing else, Sal, it's different from the player because I don't think Hyde ever expected to play, and I think Poyer expects to play.
Yeah, I don't know if he expects to, but I would say this.
He thinks he can?
The biggest difference, Jeremy, is the timing, and that's where the play might come in, right? So Hyde comes in really late in the year. Even if the Bills looked at Micah Hyde 3 weeks later and said, hey, we might need you here. I don't know if that would be possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jordan Poyer is here now. If you get to the middle of the season, you get to November, and you're like, we got some injuries, Jordan. We need you for a game or two. I think that's a different scenario than last year. Now, Jordan Poyer has not been the same player the last couple of years. You watch him play on the field, I think he's definitely, you know, not the same. He's lost a step. He's not the same guy that he was when he's an all-pro, like from years ago. But you need a guy in a pinch that understands what to do. Coaches can put him in a position to make sure he's not in that position to cost you in any capacity. And he can go out there and play, and he's been ramping up, and his body's fresh because he hasn't been playing 10, 11 games. Then I do think that's a different scenario than Micah last year.
Yeah. You still think, though, it would be because of injuries if that were to happen, right? Like, can you foresee a scenario where Cole Bishop is healthy and it's just going so poorly that they would turn right to Poyer, or maybe even they would turn to somebody else first?
It's a great question. I don't know, Joe. Could I see that scenario? Sure. If it's going really poorly, you have a guy there. That's why he's there. He's on your practice squad. You can bring him up. But I do think you have to think about his age, what he means to you. What does that look like? Is that for the rest of the year? That might be in a pinch. So in that scenario, I would think we could use him in a pinch. We could use him in a game. But we got to find somebody better who's, you know, on a daily and weekly basis.
Yeah. Sal, as you mentioned, Tre'Davious White, Khalil Shakir, and Curtis Samuel, just three names here. Christian Benford as well. Are we still basically in the last throes of load management, being careful? Was it Bean who said next Wednesday is when we kind of get – that's when injury designations come out, right?
Yes.
So is this the last few days of still preseason? Next week is when you practice to play.
Yeah, and he said that for that reason, Jeremy, which is basically it's Brandon Bean telling you, we don't have to tell you anything right now on Tre'Davious White, but we got to tell you next Wednesday, right? That's when the injury designations come out officially. So, you know, I think to answer your question, they'll still slow play as much as possible. Let's remember, it still is a 17-game season, 18 weeks. You have veterans who, like Khalil Shakir, and I would say Tre'Davious White in this case, if you give them an extra day or two they need, you're coming back in. You're going to be okay because you know everything you're supposed to do, right? And you're not going to rush anybody anyway, but even especially in cases like that where you know those guys are going to prepare and do everything they can to get on the field and be ready. And then when they are on the field and they're ready, you know, mentally they're also kind of engaged. That was a question about Khalil yesterday, which is chemistry with Josh. And Brandon's like, yeah, I don't worry about that whatsoever. Like, he knows and Josh knows how to play with each other. Next Wednesday is the first day of official injury designations. It's the first day of practice participation designations. And that's why Brandon Bean mentioned it. You'll get a, he said, so just to clarify what Brandon Bean said or didn't say on Tre'Davious White, he didn't clarify exactly what the injury is. He did not get into specific timelines on him. He said, we'll see, hopeful or whatever, you know, about week one. He said specifically, he was asked, you're not ruling him out for week one. He said, I am not ruling him out for week one. Meaning like, hey, by the time we get to next week, who knows where Sean McDermott is by the end of next week, but he's not going to do that right now. And that's encouraging, obviously. So yeah, next Wednesday is a big day when it comes to that. And the other guys too, that you mentioned, and Curtis Samuel, we'll see where that goes. I think for the rest of this week, there's no media today. So we're not out there watching practice today to see, you know, who's out there, who's not out there. By next week, we'll get much better feel as they ramp up towards the Ravens.
The Shakir injury, Sal, him back at practice and still having over a week until the Ravens game, is it going to be tough to tell, you think, before that game what level of health he's going to have? He played through it right last year in the Baltimore game, and then, you know, he misses a little bit of time. Or would you think that, given that it's this far out, that him being full go, you know, it's a good sign for him?
It's a good sign, I think, if you know that he's out there now, Joe. I mean, it's a week and a half, you know, that you have until then. But, you know, it's still something he's got to deal with here for another week or so. I would think, given everything I just said about how they feel about Khalil Shakir, you know, the fact that they would not rush him, they're not going to, they know that he can come in and he knows the offense and his chemistry is fine. So, you know, giving him an extra day or two would be fine with them. But the fact that he's on the field already on a Wednesday, I think, is really encouraging.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, we're waiting for the Rivalries uniforms later today. You know a lot of people. Sal, anybody show you those yet?
No, I've heard things, but not things that I, you know, want even to share or feel comfortable sharing, because I have no idea what's right or wrong, to be honest with you. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put anything out that I've heard or not heard or whatever, because everybody thinks they know something.
Yeah.
I've heard some things, but I'm just waiting like everybody else to see, you know, what they look like. You guys, so everybody knows, you'll join me. You'll be there in studio.
Yeah, we're going to hang around.
At 10 o'clock, because that's when it drops. I want your live reactions during the Extra Point Show.
I'd love to give live reactions. At least they told us they're coming out at 10 a.m. instead of us sitting here waiting for 4 hours saying, was it going to be now?
Yeah.
Only to see them come at 10 a.m. So, yeah.
You don't like the Dolphins ones, right?
I think it looks like a Thursday night Jacksonville uniform. I thought that'd be a little bit more... whatever, bonkers, off the wall. And I'm not trying to say it would be crazy, but it just looks like the Dolphins could have just announced a black jersey and said, like, okay, there it is. If, in fact, that's the Dolphins' jerseys, I am underwhelmed. But I don't expect to be blown away by all eight of them. You know, the AFC East and the NFC West will announce them today. And these are uniforms they're going to wear for 3 years, like at least once a year for 3 years. The Bills will wear theirs against New England in week 5 in the Sunday night game. So we'll see.
And do we know, by the way, New England, would they be wearing theirs also?
No, because I think you're only wearing them at home is the idea.
Right. So I'm guessing, I don't know this, are the Dolphins wearing theirs on a night game against the Jets week 4?
Correct. Yes. I did look that up because I wondered if they would wear, they're not going to wear black in the Miami Sun, right? That's not something they ever want to do. So yes, they'll wear them in a night game. And I think Miami Knights is something that we had heard might be their kind of like connection. So black with, you know, neon kind of colors, like that's what they went with. So, if in fact that's right.
So, they're going to wear theirs on Monday night against the Jets week 4. Then the Bills are going to wear theirs on Sunday night week 5 against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when would the Patriots wear theirs? I don't know.
The Patriots are going to wear theirs against the Jets in a Thursday night game, November 13th. So you wear them against
the Jets wearing.
That means the Patriots are probably wearing theirs against the Bills, right? Because the Jets are wearing.
You mean the Jets are?
Yeah.
That would have to be week 2 then.
The Jets are wearing their December 7th Gotham City football uniform.
That is not then. The Jets, December 7th, they're playing the Dolphins. Oh, so you're going to get Dolphins wearing theirs in their home game. And Jets the wearing Jets. Theirs in their home game. And then I guess the same thing with the Patriots. Patriots are wearing them against the Bills, you said?
No, the Patriots, it looks like they're wearing them against the Jets.
Wow.
Interesting.
Everybody's wearing it in their one of their home games, and it's going to be, so I guess the Bills don't see a road rivalry uniform.
But they will see the road Falcons?
The Falcons are wearing the red helmets and the black jerseys. Yeah. And the Bills in that game are wearing their white helmets, throwback helmets.
Standing Buffalo.
And the Bills are wearing their whites, their throwbacks against the Buccaneers. But from my understanding, the Bucs are not wearing their creamsicles that day.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So, we've got time for a call here. Mario in Jacksonville's called in, so hang out with us for a minute. Hey, Mario, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Hey, so there's some rumors going around the past couple of days, and actually ESPN just did a segment on First Take about Micah Parsons. I guess the dispute between him and the ownership has gotten too far that the trade might be actually possible, and they're floating the Bills around. There's a Yahoo Sports article going around that the Bills might have been acquiring some veteran players like Jordan Phillips to put together a package with draft picks and potentially Ed Oliver and maybe Rousseau to send over to Dallas because they want to try to make a play at Parsons. I wanted to get your guys' take on it. I have a suggestion for a package they might be interested in, but I wanted to know if Sal's still on the line there too, if you guys have heard anything about
Why don't you just give us your suggestion and then we'll get to all of it.
Yeah. Well, since we have like celebrities now from Hard Knocks, I think we bring Hamler back and Charlo, and maybe we try to trade them to Dallas because that would be a nice little star-studded cast for them, and then maybe they'd give us Parsons for those two.
Yeah.
I could tell. I think you're being sarcastic You know, Jerry Jones loves the loves the star-studded cast right there. Look, I have not heard anything specifically about that. I think that I think a lot of the things that you read and hear are really mainly people's opinions. I have not seen anyone from any outlet report that the Bills were actively pursuing or in on some sort of... Now, I'm not saying it's not out there. I have not seen it. I think what happens, though, is you know the way clicky headlines are, though, guys, right? Like, Bills, you know, Bills... analyst says Bills inquire Micah Parsons, like, and that's some person's opinion, right? Oh, this is what they should do. So I think a lot of people feel that. My issue and question has always been, how do you fit it in? It's just... That's a huge salary on top of you're already against
his cap.
I don't know.
His cap is like $24 million.
So the Bills have to redo have to redo the contract anyway.
Yeah.
And you could probably lower his cap hit
but
by redoing the contract, but it's still gonna be a lot.
You can't trade for him until you have $24 million in cap room, right? Like you'd
correct.
Have to offset that. The one thing I would say about the clickbaity headlines and all that is if there's a pass rusher rumored to be moving, I think the Bills will be in on that rumor every time. Because it's the thing that they've been chasing all the way back to Vaughn, to signing Bosa, to being saying Myles Garrett without saying Myles Garrett would be the guy he would ask. He told Bussin with the boys, if you could add any player from the league, who would it be? His answer was Myles Garrett. So I think anytime a pass rusher, premier pass rusher, is going to be mentioned as moving, we should prepare ourselves for the Bills to be mentioned as a potential destination.
I found the article. Thank you. Is it Mario who gave a call?
Yeah. Yep,
thank
Mario.
You. Okay, Mario, thank you. The Yahoo article, this is what it says. Former NFL GM Mike Tannenbaum listed three potential trade scenarios for the Cowboys if they would eventually give up Parsons. The first is the Bills. Dallas would land Ed Oliver and two first-round picks. So what that is, again, is an NFL former GM on TV saying, hey, here's some ideas. That's what that is.
Fair enough. You know, my favorite.
Shouldn't that person know how the cap works and knows that can't happen more than anybody?
Right. My
what are we doing?
My favorite thing to do, though, with a trade like that is if you think, like, wow, that's a pretty big package. Where will the Bills' first-round picks be in the next 2 years? Just
29 or later.
Conservatively 29th? Okay.
Or later.
Okay. You know what two 29th picks is worth on the trade value chart? Just like
the eighth pick.
Yeah. Well, not even that. Two 29th picks is worth like the 13th or 12th pick. So would you trade at Oliver in 12?
Right.
I like to do that because sometimes I think the sheer number of first round picks, the value of the 10th pick and the 30th pick is like an additional two firsts apart. So
right. The Giants first is worth more than two Bills first.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. All right, Sal, we'll talk at 10 o'clock and we'll scream about uniforms.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. When we return, Cody Alexander, we're going to talk a little ball. He has the Talk Ball podcast. Had a listener send me Cody's information and a podcast he was on talking about Cole Bishop and the safeties and said, you should get this guy on.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I did. I reached out, and Cody Alexander, he's in Dallas. He's going to be talking to us coming up next about this safety room, Cole Bishop, Jordan Poyer jumping back in as well on the practice squad. So stay tuned for that. Don't miss it. And a view of what the Bills want to do, what they can do, and what's happening at safety. That's next.
Again, as I said before, fully confident in Cole. It's the reps that he needs to create these calluses that you get when you're young and trying to grow in a position, and being out there is how you get that experience.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on Cole Bishop. All right, our next guest, Cody Alexander, joining us on the Western Hotline of MatchQuarters.com, host of Let's Talk Ball, the Talk Ball podcast. And Cody, I was telling the story of how I came to find you, your Substack as well. I had a listener send me a podcast you were on talking about Cole Bishop and the Bills' defensive situation, and said, like, this guy had some interesting takes. You should get him on. So I reached out, and here we are. Jeremy and Joe, Cody, thanks for taking some time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So talk to us about this Bills' defense. Like, yesterday the Bills brought back Jordan Poyer, who'd been in this defense for quite some time. We're kind of waiting on Cole Bishop, a second-round pick, to see if he's going to kind of get what he needs to get to help take this defense to the next level. It's a defense going through a lot of changes. And I want to start on Bishop and the secondary and what you see from the group and what has to happen for Bishop here in year two for him.
Yeah, first there was a transition last year really from majority to high, meaning that we're playing a lot of cover two, and that has kind of been a staple of this unit, really. McDermott going back to Rivera, going back to Jim Johnson, it's pretty similar to similar in the sense of the tree from where Spagnuolo comes from. So they had to transition last year from about a 60-40 mix of, you know, middle of the field open, essentially playing cover two quarters, to a lot more cover three. And I think it had to do with a lot of, we need to add numbers in the box to stop the run. We have linebacker depth that's an issue because of injuries. We're having issues with some of our safeties in terms of just coverage from depth. And you really saw that, and that's one of those reasons why you saw that transition. Speaking on Cole Bishop, this is a player that came from a cover three dominant system at Utah. And so I think it was more of a comfortability thing. He didn't play very well in the slot last year, So there needs to be a transition, and I see that from what he says a lot of times about talking about Coach McDermott, about Cole Bishop, about he needs to get those reps, because right now that's kind of where he's lacking in terms of being able to play everything within that defense.
Cody, one thing I forget where I read this the very first time, and I think it's a common thought in the NFL, there's what you want to do and there's what you can do, right? And that's like my next question. You mentioned where McDermott came from. We've seen some changes over the years and evolution of the game. Do you think that what you've seen from their switch to more of a cover three is something that they want to do or something that they've kind of had to do?
That's definitely something they've had to do. That's not something that they want to do. They really are in a cluster of teams that has run primarily middle, what we would call a middle of the field open defense, meaning that they're running cover two, they're running quarters. A majority, or really more than anybody else in the NFL, they're part of that little cluster. That's what they want to do. That's where this defense stems from. They want to play a four down. They want to play nickel with Taron Johnson on the field, and they want to be able to play cover two and quarters. I think last year with the issues up front that they were having, primarily especially at linebacker with Milano and Bernard getting hurt, you have to add numbers in the box. How do you fix the run when you play such light boxes? You have to add numbers, and I think that's what they were trying to do last year.
So that said, like the overhaul they've had on the defensive front, they've added a bunch of pieces, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker in the draft, Landon Jackson as well on the edge, Joey Bosa, Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi. Do you feel like what they're trying to accomplish with that overhaul will allow them to do the things they want to do in the back end?
Right. You kind of say that. Look at all of the front pieces that were added. I think the really interesting one, and it's too bad he's not going to be able to start the year, is Hoyt. What that tells me is a dynamic guy like that that can move around and can drop and do some things, that they're trying to evolve this scheme from being so static four down, where you kind of have, we know we don't blitz a lot. We will blitz the corner every once in a while. We won't blitz a lot, and we won't, drop defensive linemen into coverage. I think you're seeing more or less they're trying to evolve that scheme in that direction and basically loading up on interior defensive linemen and a guy like Joey Bosa, where at his point in his career is really better stopping the run than he is necessarily, he's not going to get 20 sacks. So that to me is showing that they're trying to clean up a lot of that front end so they don't necessarily have to play a ton of cover three in 2025.
We spent so much time on Bishop and safety as they don't have Poyer and Hyde anymore playing at an elite level, Cody. What about Taylor Rapp next to him? Like, we don't talk about him as much because of the other spot, but how much of a gap do you see from him and what they're trying to do compared to what they would have had with, again, Poyer and Hyde at their best?
I think Rapp doesn't get enough credit for being Rapp is actually a pretty good safety. He would be a starter on most NFL teams. It's just you have that, he's going to miss two or three games every year, and so you're kind of always in a bind, and so you never really get to see a full picture. I think he does really good when he plays deep safety. And then, he meshes well with a guy like DeMar Hamlin or Cole Bishop, that you can put them down in the box and kind of simplify some things. So he's a good coverage safety, and I think that he's exactly what they want. It's just, he's going to miss a couple of games, which then kind of creates issues down the road.
Cody Alexander joining us on the Western Hotline of the Talkball podcast and the matchquarters.com Substack. Looking at the defense overall, we're looking for them to kind of get back to where they were. I've always felt like McDermott knows how to coach defense. And last couple seasons, whether it's injuries or turning over the roster and age, should Bills fans, do you think, expect them to kind of start to climb their way back to where they're used to seeing their Bills?
I think if they can fix the front issues that they have, where you're not so reliant on the four guys that are out there, that you create a healthy rotation, and that will help. I am a little concerned with the corner. You know, Tre'Davious White has been good, but he was good like 4 years ago. There's really not anybody behind him. You know, having Maxwell Hairston, who I thought was a perfect fit, zone corner, long, exactly what they want, and corner, would have been really nice to start opposite Christian Benford, who, by the way, is starting to become a name around the league as somebody outside of Buffalo, as somebody like, oh, hey, this guy needs to start being in the conversation of top 10 corners. So I think that this is a defense, if everything stays relatively healthy. I think last year it just was like one thing after another. They couldn't really get started. This is a defense that, again, should be a top 10 defense in the NFL if everything stays healthy and everybody kind of performs at what we know that they can.
And then it might all end up in a Chiefs playoff game, which I don't know how much you went play-by-play in that AFC Championship, Cody, but it seemed like the Bills ran a lot more man coverage against the Chiefs in that game, and how much that might differ from previous playoff matchups. Do you have an opinion on, like, if they get to that spot again, what defensively might be their best move? I mean, the Chiefs, they run through a lot of teams in the playoffs, but they average more points against the Bills than anybody. They really haven't gotten their way at all. And what maybe their best avenue would be to stopping them?
Which the irony here is that their defense is built to really perform well against the Chiefs and the Bengals. The problem with the Chiefs is that they can find the one weak link, and then they'll just hammer it. And if it's one of those guys in the intermediate, then they're going to be able to take advantage of that. You know, so last year with a lot of the injuries, just the way that they were trying to play a lot of cover three, all those crossing routes that they love to run are all going to be open. Cause that's the one thing, like, how do you defeat cover three? You run these intermediate crossing routes. Well, that's also one of the ways that you can defeat man zone. In fact, but it was a little interesting. Buffalo was 29th last year in man coverage percentage. So you're looking at a team that was trying to figure something out and try and maybe throw a curveball. And a lot of teams do this. It's almost like if you're a football coach, you've ever had to then flip, and then you got to now defend the flex bone or triple option. And like, all you've been seeing is like Y off at basic NCAA offense. And then you have to go play the Chiefs. They're kind of like that, because they're really a designer defense or offense. So you have to almost play a designer defense, and sometimes that can hurt you with the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, we've seen it a few times. We're waiting for either the offense to get four more, or the defense to give up four less, because it's, you know, the close games, and it's a great life being a Bills fan right now, Cody. But it's also, you know, frustrating by the end of it. Yeah. So we're trying not to go crazy over here. Cody, thanks for the time. Pleasure to have. Would love to have you on again. Thanks again.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
All right, matchquarters.com, his Substack. You can follow him on Twitter at the_coach_A, the coach A, Cody Alexander of the Talk Ball podcast as well.
I understood what he was talking about with Flexbone, because I've been playing a lot of NCAA video game football.
You're rocking the Flexbone?
No, but it took me three games to figure out how to defend it.
Okay.
It's like very gimmicky, and I was losing my mind at how to stop it, but I figured it out eventually. Yeah.
I think I've read that there's going to be a lot of pistol in the NFL this year.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of pistol. We'll see.
Because of what? Like preseason?
I don't know. Just yeah, like that this might be a year where you just see an uptick in the pistol formation.
Okay.
So, anyway. Shotgun with the
running back. Will Mel Kiper call to ban it in week three when scoring is up?
Yeah. 803-0550 to join us if you'd like. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Christopher Carter on the Steelers. We do 14 teams in 14 days. We'll check in on Pittsburgh, see how things are going in Pittsburgh. Take your calls. I got a story about a spider, apparently, I got to share with you. I'm going to tell you about that. Yeah. Yeah, we've got a new house guest.
Apparently. This isn't the one that eats birds or whatever?
No, it's not the one. No.
What's the one I'm thinking of?
A spider that eats birds? I don't know about that one.
Isn't there a spider that eats birds?
A spider that eats birds. Yes. It's known as the Goliath Bird Eater. Good name.
Real creative on that.
The Goliath Bird Eater.
What should we name this giant spider that is known to eat birds? How about the Goliath Bird Eater?
How long do they live? Here's your fun fact of the day. Stat of the day.
4,000 years.
They can live up to 25 years.
Jeez.
Imagine a spider, like,
a 20-year-old spider.
This is.
He's been doing it since 06.
This is Jasmine. She's 24.
He's been doing it since 03.
Eating birds.
Eating birds since 03, yeah.
Look at what you're learning today. We learned about Goliath bird eaters and how the world record for how far an egg has been thrown.
This is not the spider, though, that you're going to talk about.
No. If it is, I'm not going home. No. There's a bird eater on our porch. I'm not going home. All right. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Two things to tell you about. One, you can... Oh, you know what? We're going to have a David Dombrowski who's putting this tournament on, I think, tomorrow. There's a tournament coming up, a golf tournament you can get involved with. That's right. It's the Back Tee Classic, the first inaugural Back Tee Golf Classic. Monday, September 29th at Gowanda Country Club. Day full of golf, community, and giving back. Car giveaway on a par 3, $10,000 cash prize, putting contests, raffles, silent auctions, and more. All proceeds go to the Spina Bifida Clinic at Oshai Children's Hospital. Spots limited. I think they're down to like 10 spots. So register now for the Back Tee Golf Classic at backtgolfclassic.com. Let's help and make a difference. Gowanda Country Club, September 29th. If you've not played Gowanda, it's a great course.
Yep.
And in the fall, woo, we're playing.
Yes.
We're playing to win.
Oh, we're going to win.
We're going to try and win. So the Back Tee Golf Classic. Yeah, you and me both. Also, time for the Pick of the Week, which is brought to you by Riverfront Auto Sales. Pick of the Week is going to be, which college football game do you want? Texas, Ohio State at noon on Saturday.
Tough to beat. I do like having a Sunday night college football game. Notre Dame and Miami.
Not bad.
Two top 10 teams. First time in 8 years that in any week you have three top 10 matchups. And I think it's the first time it's ever happened in week one.
LSU Clemson, number 9 against number 4.
Yep.
Pick of the week brought to you by Riverfront Auto Sales. Their pick of the week's a 2016 Ford Super Duty F-250 SRW four-wheel drive super cab. Get behind the wheel of raw power and reliability. With built to tow, haul, conquer any terrain, this beast is ready to work and impress. Hurry to Riverfront Auto Sales today. 1379 Niagara Street, online at riverfrontautosales.com. Questions, call 886-1626. My pick of the week's Texas Ohio State. I'm picking Ohio State to win that game. Arch Manning, lot of hype.
It is like,
what a test it is.
The most anticipated football debut, like, ever. Like, no one's ever seen this kid play, basically. And he's going into Ohio State for his first game.
Yeah.
Ranked number one.
He played a little last year.
Against what, Elon?
Yeah, he got 90 attempts.
Against Jacksonville State.
Played against...
Who'd he play against? Lafayette?
You know, he went 3 of 6 against Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, Arch Manning as the starter. No, he threw 31 passes against Mississippi State. 26 of 31, 2 touchdowns, 325. 9 of 12 against...
Right,
Texas
good.
San Antonio.
It's pretty good.
4 touchdowns on 9 throws. He played last year.
I'm just saying. Nah, never. I got a Manning take for.
No, he hasn't played a really good team yet, I guess is what you might say. All right, so he's at Ohio State. Yeah, it's a big test. Jeremy and Joe checking in on the Steelers, and we got to process waivers in our former future Bill draft now that Joe has won. So we'll get back to it. 803-0550 on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.